Going home there with Modesky Martin and Wood. Something called Is There Anybody Here That Love My Jesus from their Shack Man album. Bleach Lab before that with an amazing song called Everything at Once from their Lost in a Rush of Emptiness. The Robot Ate Me. I don't know how I overlooked this guy for so many years. Thanks to my buddy Sport Murphy for introducing me to the music of The Robot Ate Me. It's really interesting. These recordings were made, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. We heard Lately from the album Carousel Waltz. I don't know when that album came out, but the guy's been recording for ages. Les Incendiaires did Fantasia. Noah Preminger, great saxophonist, did Morgantown. And thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for his encore edition, Zeitblurbing with Gus. Gus will be back next week with me. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's Irwin. Irwin. What's going on here? A racket.
Congratulations, Irwin. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Andy.
I've been keeping track. You just made broadcasting history. This was your 900th great show in a row. That's a broadcast record.
And you have a
Ken and I have not hit five in a row.
And this is a comparable record that you have of missing all 900 of those excellent shows.
I hear good
you
things
haven't heard
every
a,
week. 900 in a row.
But you have not listened to a single one.
Oh, I have a wife.
Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay, the second longest line.
We had such a great show a couple weeks ago with the longest line you've ever stood on. It was a classic. And we thought we'd do a follow-up.
Okay, the second longest line. They want you to call up with the second longest line you've ever stood on.
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy. Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the program that once did five great shows in a row. Although that was a long time ago.
It was. And my opinion, the second show in that run,
uh-huh,
not so good in hindsight, not so great.
But it did the job, though. It kept the run going.
Well, thank God our standards are very, very low. Thank the Lord. That's our secret, isn't it, Kenny?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on the record fair.
Thank you. Yeah.
I didn't make it.
Oh, you didn't make it. Okay.
What time did the girl show?
The girl who used your bathroom?
Yeah. What time? I understand a girl showed up.
Well, she did show up, and we were saving your bathroom for her. All I know is she showed up sometime on Sunday between 3 and 4 p.m.
Well, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Oh, geez.
Did the station hit the number they'd hoped to make? Hit?
Not sure yet. Still waiting to close things out.
I don't care. Doesn't matter. Okay. I don't even know why I asked.
Yeah, I don't know why you asked either.
I just hadn't said anything for a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm playing her today. I've got this antacid reflex, this acid reflex thing going.
Oh, you are? It is acid reflux.
I don't know what it is. Heartburn?
Heartburn.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm taking like Tums. Mm-hmm. What else should I do?
Take ginger. Ginger helps.
Would this help? Complaining on the air for 55 minutes?
Yes.
Whining, that's moaning, griping?
In fact, that's very effective.
Okay. I'll try it.
Very, very effective.
I'll try it, my friend.
And if you have any suggestions for...
No, I don't want to talk about my acid reflex for an hour. We have a great show planned. We had such a great success 3 weeks ago, didn't we, with... What was the longest line you've ever
stood in? Yeah, that was definitely one of the best shows we've ever done.
If not the best show.
Yeah.
It's a classic, a comedy classic. You can see it if you missed it. You can hear it at the, it's in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
It got my hopes up that we were going to have another run of 5 good shows.
Yeah.
Of course, the following week.
Of course.
It was not to be.
Off the rails.
But if you loved the show 3 weeks ago of the longest line you ever stood in, tonight's topic is the second longest line you ever stood in. But let's take a minute to congratulate ourselves.
Oh, that's right, of course.
And Dave Amels on last week's success.
Oh, that's right. Last week, if you missed it, was a pretty great moment, I think, for us. We isolated one radio. We broadcast using a new technology. What did Dave call it?
Oh, the Isolator Bunny.
The Isolator Bunny.
Is what he called it.
Which is a process he developed. We randomly selected one listener and to just talk to that one listener. Everyone else, all the other listeners, heard...
Mountain Jam.
A nice, juicy, classic Allman Brothers.
Which people loved.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I'm glad they did because almost everyone was listening to Mountain Jam. But we did...
Pretty much
all. And the only wrinkle, the only real setback we faced was it turned out our phones were broken. Last week. That's why we couldn't get the call. We were asking the listener that we were broadcasting to call us. Apparently they tried. They emailed you, right, Ken?
Yeah, they did email me and they said that they would call again.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, yeah. So if you are that listener, if you are the listener we were speaking to last week, that would be great. 201-209-9368. I'd love to meet you. I mean, I feel I know you. We had kind of an intimate experience last week. Hey, could this be them?
This could be them.
Hey, congratulations. Are you our winner from last week?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is the caller from last weekend, or the listener.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're the caller. You're the person who got the show live last week?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You were selected randomly, electronically. You know what the odds were? 1 in 20,000.
About that.
Wow.
Yeah, more or less. Congratulations. And we. I feel like we know you. Isn't that funny? Because we spoke just to you intimately.
Well,
last
I don't feel like I know her.
Well, but we had this one-on-one sort of moment with her.
Yeah, but she didn't say a word.
Well, she tried. Did you try to call last week?
Yeah, about 50 times.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Our phones were out of order. What terrible timing.
It rang twice. I got through where it's ringing and no one
answered. So. Oh, that heartbreaker. Oh, of all the bad timing, am I right? Because we would have loved to have... Wait, you know what? Now that I'm talking to you, we should... Is there any way she can confirm that she was the caller? Because anyone could call us now and say they heard us.
Yeah, well, what's your name?
Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
Oh, well, right now I'm in Augusta.
But where were you last week?
It's where I was last week, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, and then can you tell me about the moment when we flipped the switch? It was about 6:30 last week, right?
Yeah.
Dave flipped the switch. He had worked out this whole process, this old technical gizmo that he created. And could you tell us about the moment when you realized that you had been selected?
It took a little while, and because it was screeching.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was some static. Well, it's not a, it's a work in progress. Okay.
So I was driving. I was on Route 15 headed home.
You're in Augusta, New Jersey.
Yes.
Oh, home of the Jersey Cheese Girl shop.
Yes.
Well, just agree with Ken. It saves so much time. That's right, Ken. It's where the Cheese Girl shop is located. Okay, keep going, Susan.
And where the State Fair.
That's right, Ken. The State Fair. Just keep going, Susan.
The State Fair is there.
Yeah, just agree with everything he says. Believe me. We don't have time to argue with him. So, Susan, you were driving.
No, right now I stopped so I could do this.
No. But I mean, last week.
I was driving, and it took me a few 10-15 minutes to make sure I was at a place where I could stop and call.
Okay, you tried to call, but how did you feel when you realized it was you, that you had been selected?
I was surprised.
Did you was there a squeal? Was there an audible squeal from you?
No.
I'm going to say there was. When I retell the story, I'm going to embellish
it. Okay, you can say that.
I
realized that, oh no, I have to get on the air.
Have you ever won anything like that before?
Getting on the air? No.
No, I mean just being selected, 1 in 20,000.
No, not in that odds.
And Susan, during that the unicast that we did that only you heard, Andy and I each told a story from our youth.
Yeah, this is how we can prove you really heard us.
Right. So can you tell us at least one of those stories?
Because you were the only one in the world that was listening that could hear us.
Yes. So I think Andy's was one that was more of what a young teenage boy might do. So I thought that was interesting.
Go on.
Wait. What was that story? We do need a couple of details to confirm that you heard us.
You were at Boston University.
She's right. That's right.
Student at Boston University.
That's right, Susan. Yes.
Before you actually left campus.
And yes.
So you went and saw girl on campus.
Yes, I had a crush on a girl. Yes.
Yes, she drew your attention.
Yes, she drew my attention. That's one.
Started following her.
Following is a very kind, generous way to put it. Yes, I don't know if legally that's what she would say, but yes.
And you were you skipped all classes for the day. You went.
That's right. That was my story. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's right.
So Susan just confirmed that she was the one.
Well, Susan, congratulations. You know, I know we did offer some prizes last week, but we can't confirm that you tried to call. So legally, you know, we talked to our lawyers. We're not obligated to honor all of that. But we do want to thank you. And it's so wonderful to finally meet you.
And Susan, I probably sent you an email. So if you want to send me your address and I can send you a shirt and bumper stickers and stuff, at least I can do that.
Okay, yes. Right. I really was not interested in all your prizes because they were desperate.
Yeah, no, you don't want.
And trying to get the call in that couldn't come in.
Right.
And all of the bumper stickers, I don't think we have any that don't say WFMU. They all say WFMU, right, Ken?
So
you don't want. You don't want those.
By design.
Yeah, you don't want your neighbors to know
no,
that you're
she
listening.
Might. She might want those.
No, Ken.
Yeah. I see bumper stickers around Augusta.
Do you have any bumper stickers that don't say WFMU? Any?
Not anymore. No.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine, Ken.
They were so heavily in demand.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
We're all sold out.
Yeah. Do you have any that say, I used to listen to WFMU, but then I turned 17?
That's a good bumper sticker.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
A few too many
I
words
no longer
for a
listen
bumper.
To WFMU.
Well, Susan, congratulations again.
Yeah, thank
again.
You, Susan.
And thanks for calling.
You.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so that's fantastic.
Wow. And
so we
from
met Susan.
Augusta, New Jersey.
Well, at least we know now the mystery solved. And I wish the phones had been working last week. We could have talked to Susan live during the show. Wait, we have another call?
Yeah, now we pick up with the second longest line.
201-209-9368. Let's take the call. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, I could actually hear you, too. I think there were more
than what?
One person who could hear you.
Wait. I'm sorry. Are you talking about last week?
Yeah.
No, sir.
No, because Susan just called. She was the only one.
We isolated one receiver.
Sorry, guys. There was more than one.
What? Wait. Where are you? What is your name? Wait, hold on. What is your name, sir?
My name is Nadal. First time, long time.
Nadal. And where Nadal, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
You're calling from Philly. And wait, so let me just get this straight. You're saying that you were the one and only call last week.
He's pulling our line.
Yeah, he's full of it. You're pranking us.
I mean, say that there was more than one.
No, there can't be, sir.
Wait a second. All right. Sir. So, Nadal, if he can confirm.
Nadal, what did we talk about last week that only you heard?
Well, I can tell you about Ken's story.
I don't think you can.
His mom. I don't even want to repeat it because it was kind of sad.
That's true. It did involve your mom.
It was a sad story.
But that his mom was antidepressant.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold on, Nadal. Hold on. Okay, I think I know what's going on here.
What?
He's obviously in cahoots with Susan, or he knows Susan. Susan must have told you.
Yeah, Nadal, do you know Susan in Augusta?
In Augusta, New Jersey? There's no other explanation.
I don't. But I...
No. Wait.
Last week, and there were a few people who said who could hear you.
He's full of it. You are pranking us.
Yeah, he heard that I offered.
Or maybe Susan
T-shirts and bumper.
I actually emailed you.
You what?
I emailed you.
Uh huh.
He says he emailed you. Well, you're on that automatic reply thing.
Yeah.
Right?
After last week's show, I got so much email about last week's show that I actually set up an auto reply.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like, but we know only one person was listening, and we know, I mean, unless Susan
presumably
went on.
Presumably, Susan.
Did Susan go online and tell the story? Do you think
she might have? Yeah, she might have posted about it on Instagram.
Or is it possible?
Boys, I don't care if you don't believe me. I'm just telling
you. No, you know what I think? Or isn't it possible Nadal is telling the truth and Susan is a liar?
Wow. Well,
isn't that possible?
I suppose that is possible.
Nadal, are you willing to swear?
That had not even occurred to me.
Are you willing to swear on the lives of all your loved ones, on the eyes of your pet, your beloved dog, that you're telling the truth?
Yes.
No one would lie. No one would swear on their dog and lie.
Swear on your dog.
I don't have a dog, but I do swear.
He doesn't even have a dog.
Well, you can imagine having a dog and being close to a dog. Everyone can imagine that. So who do you believe?
Why would I lie?
Why would he lie? Well, you'd lie for the bumper sticker and the T-shirt, obviously.
Yeah, for the bumper sticker and the T-shirt. That's why you would lie.
Because you know that there's a way if you fold it.
I actually kind of forgot about that.
Well, you know with a magic marker, you can make it, you can change the call letters and it would.
I can send you a screenshot of me trying to call you.
I would like to see that. Yes, I would like to see that screenshot. Yes.
I can email it to Ken.
Okay. And Nadal, you know, if I send you a WFMU bumper sticker, you can turn the WFMU bumper sticker into a WXPN bumper sticker.
WFMU upside down is WXPN.
It's not that difficult. Well, I wouldn't turn it upside
down. Yeah, I would turn it upside down.
I think there's different ways to do
it. Well, what we have here, Ken. Well, thank you, Nadal. This is so interesting.
Thank you, Nadal.
You know what our show has just become?
What?
A mystery. Somebody is lying. We know that, right?
Either Nadal or Susan.
Who do you believe?
Is lying. I believe Susan.
I believe Nadal.
Why do you believe Nadal?
Because it's true. Something shifty about that woman.
It's true that Nadal knew the story about my mom, but somebody might have posted it online.
Or maybe they are ex-lovers. Maybe until last week they were lovers and Susan talks in her sleep. Do you ever think of that?
I did not.
That scenario?
No.
Wow, that's 25 years of writing mystery TV shows. I'm a little bit ahead of you. So it's a mystery. It's a classic locked room Agatha Christie mystery.
So let me get your idea here. That you're saying that Susan and Nadal were...
Yeah, they were sex lovers.
Sex lovers.
Yeah, sex lovers. And she obviously talked in her sleep. That's the only explanation. And he.
That's the best kind of lover to be.
It is.
A sex lover.
Oh, my
lover.
God. It is the best kind of lover to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've got a choice.
A conversation lover.
You don't always get the choice. But if you have the choice, be a sex lover.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so it's a great. You know, now I'm curious about the next call. Let's take another call.
Well, I think we just have to get back to the topic at hand, which is what's the second longest line you've ever waited in?
Okay.
Might have been a concert.
201-209-9368.
Concert or admissions at
a
college.
So you want to just move on. You don't want to get to the bottom of this mystery. I guess there's no way we'd ever solve it.
I mean, I mean.
Okay. Let's move on.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. You guys with your damn Allman Brothers. That was unbearable last week.
Oh, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Please don't ever do that again. Yeah, this is
Sam. Oh, you're not a fan of the Allman Brothers?
I mean, up to a point, but.
I mean, I think Mountain Jam actually really held up.
Well, Sam, you understand that last week was a special show. We don't usually play music, but we isolated one listener at random, and we just spoke to them. And you and everyone else heard the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
The thing about the Allman Brothers, Sam, is that like there's a lot of bands that I used to like as a kid, and I hear them now, and they sound terrible now, but the Allman Brothers sound better than ever.
Great story, Ken. Thanks for sharing that. Hey, let's take another call.
Thanks, Sam.
I don't know if you just tuned in. Ken was just saying that there were some bands that he liked as a youngster that he listened to them now, and they don't seem to hold up. But the Allman Brothers, apparently, at least for Ken, really hold up. Okay, let's take another call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the second longest? Yeah.
Hey, fellas, I heard that show last night.
No.
Who is this?
This is Matt. I emailed Ken.
No, Matt. No, we isolated one caller, and it was Susan. I'm sorry, it was Nadal.
No, I think it was Susan. Yep. Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Cranford.
Cranford. Matt, can you prove that you heard the show? Anyone can claim they heard the show last week.
Well, I mean, it's kind of too late to confirm with the story, but I could send you a screenshot of the 58 times I tried calling.
That
doesn't mean anything.
First off, Matt, set the scene for us when you realized that you had been chosen. How did you feel? Where were you?
He wasn't chosen.
But I want to hear his story.
It was Susan. Okay.
I want to hear
Eva's story.
Go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, I work up all the way up in Vernon.
He works in Vernon.
Okay.
And I was feeling like I was sick that day.
He was sick. He was not having a good day, Ken.
I was driving home.
He was driving home. It was a day like any other. Matt was sick. He was off of work, right? Go ahead, Matt.
Thanks, Andy, for setting the stage
for me. Go ahead. All right. He's on the road.
You've created a real mental picture for me.
Okay, so Matt, it's like six.
I wasn't really following very closely.
No, Matt, who could follow us very closely? So,
the landscape in Vernon is beautiful.
In fact, you're not really legally allowed to operate heavy machinery and follow us closely. So Matt, it's 6:20, 6:25, and we're about to throw the big switch and isolate one receiver. So how did you feel? Did you say, what did you say to yourself? It couldn't be me. It couldn't possibly.
It took a while for it to set in. I didn't even realize what was going on at first. I was kind of half listening to Andy's story.
Yeah.
And and then all of a sudden I was like, wait, what the heck? I'm hearing this. They're talking about only one person hearing this.
Oh, my God.
Well, how can you?
I got
all right,
phone,
Matt.
I put it on speaker. Well,
okay.
I tried to call.
He tried to call.
Literally 58 times.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, the phones were broken last week. Terrible timing. Now, Matt, did you tell your friends or family about your experience?
I told my wife when I got home.
And what was her reaction?
She thought it was crazy. I think she went on, the chat room and was, looking at the comments people were posting about the Allman Brothers.
Yeah. So she must have loved hearing that, how lucky you were, right?
Lucky? Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it was 1 in 20,000.
But, Mac, what were we talking about? If you heard the show last week, just give us a snippet of what Andy and I were talking about, what we were doing.
Can I tell, am I at liberty to tell your story? I mean, I feel
Well, you can tell part of it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
go ahead.
If someone that heard us would know the details of Ken's story.
I remember you were, it was your mom was in the car. The car was running in the garage. And your dad left for work, and you and your sister were yelling, screaming, and the neighbor came. He heard and he came, and he was asking if everything was okay.
Now, all right, Ken, well, that was the story.
I'm not going to lie to you, Ken. Uh-huh. I respect you too much. Last week when you were telling your story,
yeah,
I kind of zoned out. So I'm wondering, is what Matt's saying accurate?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. Yeah, so it sounds like you had a tough childhood there.
He nailed it.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I think I'm starting to think that maybe Matt.
You think it's Matt? Wait, what about Susan?
I don't mean to interrupt here, but I can also. I was listening when you were talking about Duane Allman versus Eric Clapton, and
uh-huh.
I totally agree. Eric Clapton, boring guitar player.
Yeah, he's such a boring guitar player.
Wait, Matt
yeah.
has me convinced. I think Matt's the one.
No, clearly Susan was cheating on Adele with Matt. Susan, who talks in her sleep.
Yeah.
Don't you see what's happening here? Susan had a room at the Econo Lodge. You know, men coming in and out all the time, including Adele, including Matt.
There's no Econo Lodge. Oh, she might have been staying at the Cobman Ridge Motorhome.
So she's talking in her sleep. She clearly had was excited by being the one listener.
Yeah.
She was talking. She started muttering about Eric Clapton. And
so you think that Matt from Cranford and Vernon heard Susan
talking?
Wait,
what other explanation could there be? We know this, Ken, Detective Ken, Columbo. Here's what we know. One person heard us last week.
Yeah.
And now we have three people, Susan, Adele, and Matt, claiming
Matt.
To be that person.
I think it's Matt.
But how do you explain Adele and Susan?
There's only one person, though. I would be inclined to think that I don't know what happened.
Matt, did you go on social media and tell your story?
Would I go on?
No, did you over the course of the week?
No, I'm not on social media. I don't.
Oh,
I
but you did
that.
Tell your wife about it.
Oh, it's his wife. It's Mrs. Matt. That woman, I never trusted her. I just knew she's the leak.
Well, I'll grant you that.
That's the woman. That's the hole.
She might have posted it on social media.
That's the hole in the fence right there.
But she's not on that either. She doesn't.
Well, is Susan? Did she go to school with Adele and Susan? I mean, are they old friends? Did she go out to lunch with them?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've not heard of a Adele and Susan before now.
All right. Look, I think we just uncovered the evidence of an affair between Adele and your wife. I don't think there's any other explanation.
I thought you thought he had hooked up with Susan.
Let me tell you, Thursday is Susan. This is, I'm imagining Nadell's date book. Thursday,
yeah.
Susan.
Uh huh.
Friday, PM.
This is pretty.
While Matt's in Vernon, hook up with Matt's wife.
This is pretty far fetched.
How do you explain it? Give me another explanation. Okay, Matt, we'll get to the bottom of this. Oh, the plot thickens.
Well, thanks, Matt. And
this is a great mystery.
I think that it's Matt.
This is a real whodunit.
And
it's
Matt,
Susan.
Susan, I'll still stand by what I said to you about the T-shirt and the bumper sticker. Matt, same offer to you.
Yeah. Now, Susan's bumper sticker will say, "This liar listens to WFMU."
No, it'll just say WFMU.
Oh, okay, fine.
But she's free to change it to a WXPN bumper sticker.
Okay,
if
Susan, it's a real whodunit here, folks. This is really great.
You only have to change three out of four of the letters.
Yeah, okay, we're moving on, Ken.
Yeah.
Susan, Nadell, or Matt. So three people are claiming to be the only we know two of them are lying.
Yeah.
Right?
And the topic of the show tonight is, what's the second longest line you've ever waited?
We might have this show. You might have to admit the show's been hijacked, Ken. Well, let's take
now
the next call. You know who the next caller might be? Might be Susan confessing.
Okay, let's find out.
Maybe she feels guilty.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Thanks for calling.
Hi. I just want to say, I also heard the show last week.
Wait,
no
what?
Lie.
No way!
No, it's
lie.
Not possible.
This can't be happening.
No, Anna, why are you pulling our leg? That's not funny.
No, I'm not. I swear.
Anna, why are you doing that? We work so hard to isolate one signal.
I think the isolator thing didn't work correctly.
No, there's no way, because Dave, during the show, he confirmed one signal, one receiver. At random.
I called and called and called.
Wait, are you talking about our show last week at 6:30? That's when we.
I called. I went on the comments board.
Where were you at 6:30? What was the situation like at 6:30?
You
were
on my couch in my living room.
Which is where?
In Chatham.
No,
Chatham,
he means what side of the living room?
What side of the living room?
Yeah.
The left side.
The left side. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
I can just picture
left
that.
Left side.
Were you reclining? Were you sitting up?
I was sitting up.
Okay, can you picture it now, Ken?
Yeah, thank you for creating the mental image.
I emailed Ken. Ken, I guess it was an automated.
Yeah,
email.
Ken had it automated. And we're sorry the phones weren't working last week. But what was the moment when you realized that you and you alone were listening to our very intimate one-on-one show?
I was like, oh my gosh, it's me.
And then did you tell your friends and family during the week?
No, I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, that's probably
smart.
That's probably smart.
But why are you so, why are you suddenly?
I'm telling you,
I don't believe her.
A lot of people heard it.
Anna, I have to say, and I don't take this personally, I just don't believe you. I can't believe you. Because Matt and they did. Yeah?
The secrets, I know the secrets.
Okay, tell us the secrets.
Okay, one, am I allowed to say this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom was an alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyone that hears Ken's show knows he came from a dysfunctional family. That's not evidence.
But she's right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's,
right. And then something happened. So the neighbor came over and covered.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Because.
Well, what do you think?
You want to get your mom?
Well, that's what Matt just told me.
I know. He just said that.
Is there anything else, Anna?
Yeah. Andy's story. What was that about?
Andy's story. The first caller didn't mention about the security guard.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
That's true. Right? That security guard broke up my first true love affair.
Yeah, and your first...
my first real romance.
Shut down your first hobby.
Yeah, I had a hobby going. I had a little hobby
stalking.
Going. Yeah. Some people collect coins.
Yeah, good thing you became a gambler instead.
Okay, well, that's true. That's true. No one else mentions the security
guard. Anna and Chatham,
I'm now beginning to think Anna might be telling the truth.
I think a lot of people heard.
But Anna, did you go on social media and tell? What,
no,
Anna? Do you know? Do you know someone named Matt or someone named Susan or someone named Nadell?
No.
If she knew them, I don't think she would admit it.
Do you talk in your sleep? I mean, when Matt sleeps over, do you sometimes? I assume Matt and Nadell.
I don't know Matt. I don't know Susan. I don't know. Nadal.
Right, but when he does sleep over,
I know you don't know them well.
No
okay.
one sleeps over.
Now we're talking about the one night stand you obviously had at some point last week.
No, it's not. I swear. I promise. I swear.
She's promising and swearing.
Anna did come up with more details than anybody else, but I still think that somebody.
It is a classic Agatha Christie whodunit. It is multiple suspects. Was it Susan?
Your isolator bunny thing didn't really work.
No, we know it worked.
We know it worked.
I won't let you say that about
Dave. It works, but clearly it
works
the way.
Isn't it more likely, Anna, that three of the four of you are liars?
Nope.
Isn't that more likely?
Why does Anna think that the other three people would not be lying?
Yeah, do you know them well enough?
I don't know any of them.
Exactly. Let's assume that they're lying scum.
None of them.
Just say they're lying scum.
Nadal's the guy from Philadelphia who sleeps over once in a while.
They're taking the spotlight off of you. They're stealing your spotlight, your big moment. This was your big moment. You won. When was the last time you won something like that? You don't win the lottery every week, do you? This was
never
a big
won
moment.
Anything.
Exactly. Until last week, am I right?
No. Oh, and you want to know something else?
Yeah.
You upped Annie when you said call in because nobody was calling in.
Yeah.
So you said something about $500.
Oh, if the phones had only been working. Oh, I feel
and
terrible.
And then you said we'll give you tickets to this and we'll give you tickets to, I think it was the Puppet Slam.
The Puppet Slam.
Yeah, the Puppet Slam.
Well Anna, if you want to go to the Puppet Slam, I'd be happy to put you on the list for the Puppet Slam. That's a week from Saturday night in Jersey City at WFMU's Monty Hall.
If you look up in the dictionary, by the way, the term consolation prize, you'll see a little picture of the Puppet Slam.
It's a little hard to see what's going on. It's such a tiny picture.
Yeah. Consolation prize, i.e. WFMU Puppet Slam.
That you're co-hosting.
Tell me about it.
But now you know that I'm not lying because I remember hearing that.
That's true.
You said something about 500.
Well, yes, Anna, you have remembered more details than anybody else has.
If only the phones had been working.
But if somebody posted an account of the whole thing online.
But how do we know you're not lying about last week? How do we know that
Matt? I'll take a Polly.
She'll take a Polly. Oh, maybe we'll do that live at the Puppet Slam.
At the Puppet Slam.
We'll get a cop in.
Yeah, we had a polygraph. We had a polygraph test at one point. I'll have to look for it.
Okay.
We had one for the UCB Theater.
Anna, here's what we'll do, okay? Mm-hmm. You come to the Puppet Slam. You bring a friend. You come in. Your friend waits outside. You take the polygraph live on stage. If you pass the polygraph and prove you're not lying, your friend comes in too. You get the plus one.
My friend can
come in if you pass the poly.
Yeah, as long as you.
We're offering.
Well, we can't.
Oh, you can't legally, right?
Right, because the phones weren't working. I wish we could respect that offer. I really do.
But if you pass the polygraph, you definitely can get a plus one.
Well, I'm going to pass. I mean,
we're going to give you some baseline questions. You know, things that are obviously is your name Anna? You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we make it a little more like, is your name?
I know how it works.
Yeah. Oh, you've done it before?
No, I've never done it before, but I know how a polygraph.
Oh, you've seen it on TV shows, probably.
I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how to beat them, Anna? You know how to beat the poly? You squeeze a rusty nail in one hand.
If you're telling the truth, you're going to pass.
Well, I'm assuming you're lying, because only one of you is telling the truth.
But Anna.
No,
yes, Anna. What? Anna. Anna. It was Susan, Anna. It wasn't you. Anna,
maybe
just come clean.
It could have been Susan. It was me, Susan.
No, it was only one of us.
The guy, Matt.
Can I just tell you something honestly? Anna, I don't know you, but can I just speak from the heart? You'll feel better if you tell the truth. A weight will be lifted.
Telling the truth.
No, Anna. You and I both know you're lying right now.
I'm not
Anna,
lying.
You'll feel better.
I swear.
The 500-pound weight you're carrying will just be
lifted. Well, let's give
lifted.
Anna a chance with the polygraph. Anna, email me. Email me, ken@wfmu.org.
Okay,
and,
I did email you too.
Well, tell your friend.
Okay, well, email me again.
Okay,
and I'm going to turn off my auto reply and
have your friend bring an umbrella because it might rain during the show, and he'll be outside waiting.
Yeah, if the rain is coming from the north, then he will get wet. If it's coming from the south, you know, just the front of the building will kind of shield him.
Interesting, Ken. Interesting. Oh, thanks for that, Ken.
No problem.
Well, I'm going to pass.
Okay, Anna. Hope to see you at the Puppet Slam.
Sometimes I think you're all playing. Right. Sometimes, you know how football coaches toward the end of the game in the fourth quarter run out the clock?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I think that's what you do.
Oh, that's when you put the bench out. You put all the loser players on the field for 20 seconds.
Well, no, you fall on the ball. You kneel down. You know, you spike the ball. You run out of bounds. Or you tell stories about how you used to love the Allman Brothers and you still do.
Yes, you know, that's
called...
Not...
That's the radio equivalent of running out of bounds.
That's not my style, though.
You're running out the clock.
No, I don't run
out the
clock.
Eating up the clock.
No, I don't run out the clock.
This is my only show. You get two shows a week.
I want to preserve.
I only get one.
I want to preserve the clock.
Yeah.
So you can put the losers on the field for 20 seconds.
Well, we're doing that, too. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, what's the second longest line you've ever waited in?
Oh, my goodness. There is this. Board of Zoning Appeals meeting.
Yeah. Oh, it's Zachary. Hi, Zachary.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ken. Hey, Andy. Oh, my gosh. It was hours. There's so many people speaking.
Did you hear that, Ken?
Yeah.
It was a zoning board meeting.
It was the second longest line. What was the board meeting about, Zachary?
It was a bunch of zoning matters. In this particular one, it was a transient guest house, Airbnbs, VRBOs.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Wait, no, I'm against it. Wait, no. What do the cool kids think?
Well, you have a transient guest house on your property in Madison.
If they're near you.
Well, that's because I have, you know, Friday night hobo fights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what goes on?
That's where I get my hobos.
In the transient guest house?
That's where I get them. I put a little posting up every Thursday.
Well, I know you can't do it in your garage because that's where you're hoarding gasoline.
Need volunteers for Friday night. Looking for a hobo.
You can't put it in your pickleball utility shed.
Yeah.
Because it's filled up with paddles and
pickleballs. Now, Hobo Joe, you were beat to a pulp last week. You want to go again, Hobo Joe?
Are you going to start streaming your hobo fights?
Sure.
You really should. You should
really
get your son Josh to help you with that.
Yeah.
I think you could do pretty well, actually.
Oh, my
There's a lot of stuff out there like that. People like that.
There's nothing like it.
Oh, no, on YouTube.
There's nothing close.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff
on YouTube. You've never been to my hobo fights. There's nothing close.
You've never dived down that K-hole in YouTube, my friend. Backyard fights. There's a lot of them.
These guys are... You've never seen desperation like this.
What's your title that you hand out, Andy, for the winner?
Well, we don't hand out a medal. All they want is the food.
They just want the food?
Yeah. All they want is that sloppy Joe.
Oh, man.
That Beth makes.
But these guys really are putting their lives on the line. You should at least give them a crown or something or a sash.
They'd rather have the sloppy Joe. They're so hungry.
You can't give them a sash?
They can barely walk.
Jesus. Well, Zachary, anyway, thanks for calling in and telling us about the second longest line.
Yeah, that meant the world to us. Yeah, thanks, Zach.
And I don't think I was. It was kind of going in and out on the digital stream, the Allman Brothers.
Well, you're here then. I'm glad you enjoyed the Allman Brothers, brother.
It was good, but it was like intermittent. You could hear little digital artifacts.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Stuff was breaking through. Yeah. I heard that at the beginning. But isn't Dwayne Allman amazing? Seriously.
Oh, let me tell you both something about the Allman Brothers. Okay. Let me tell you something. Really, they do not get old. So you can love them as a kid. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
You can love them as a kid. You come back to them 30, 40 years later. They still kick it. They still got it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Amen. That's how I feel. I'm entitled to my opinion. Last time I looked, it was still America. 201-209-9368.
Thanks, Zachary.
Thanks, Zachary.
So we have four people.
Four people claiming to have been selected.
They were the one.
And they each have given us some evidence to support their claim.
But anybody.
It's a tough case.
So the person who actually was the listener probably just posted it on Facebook or Instagram.
There's no evidence of that. This is a case that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Did you ever hear that saying?
I have heard that saying.
No, you haven't. Yes, liar. 201-209-9368. Liar.
No,
you've never heard it.
I have.
Why do you say you heard it? Who are you trying to impress?
I was enmeshed in this,
201-209-9368. We don't have time, Ken.
Let's give me $5 or I'm going to tell you how I know that phrase.
I'll give you $5.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Hey, I'm the woman who made everybody laugh so much a couple of weeks ago when you had that "Who would keep laughing?" and you didn't pay me my whatever $60.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Ellen.
Ellen, it is Ellen.
And I'm laughing now. But
what the hell? Who now? Is this going to cost?
This is when we had the Zoom call. Remember for the laugh off?
Oh, no.
It was laughter on a hard body.
Wait, just tell me this: is this call right now, this current call going to cost me money?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Damn you both to hell.
Yeah, I think we ended up with three winners. Is that right, Alan?
Oh, wait, that split $60, right?
Splitting $130, I think, or something like that. Ellen, do you remember how much the overall prize was that night?
Like 120 or something?
Yeah. Yeah, Andy owes you about
$40.
Yeah, Andy owes you around $44.
Wait, isn't there a statute of limitations?
Yeah, 7 years. $44, I believe.
Well, I do remember that laugh.
That was the amount.
I remember every woman that's ever laughed at me.
Remember that laugh?
I'm 68 years old. I can remember every woman that's ever laughed at me in my life.
Ellen's got a good laugh.
She's got a great laugh.
And Ellen, during that
I inherited it from my dad.
During that show, Ellen, you were holding up lots of objects.
Yes.
What were those objects you were holding up?
There was all this. It's a desk. Everybody in the family, or at least three of us, shove all kinds of things into that desk. And I was just rummaging around.
And it was really wonderful because you were holding up one object after another and just laughing hysterically at it. Yeah. As though each one revealed some fantastic new joke.
It was probably funny in the moment, but it's not funny in the retelling, really.
Yeah.
I can prove that.
How can you possibly prove that?
Because you just retold it.
Oh, and also I listened last week.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And did you enjoy the Allman Brothers?
Well, I heard it on, I was online, and then, of course, after about 5 minutes, I was checking the message board.
Uh-huh. Yeah, full of all the Allman Brothers lovers.
Certain things.
Yeah.
Well, Ellen.
I'm glad you called, Ellen. And if you contact Ken, I'm good for $40.
Yeah, $44, Ellen. And email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Oh, God.
Okay, I want you to say one thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Go Liberty, because I'm going to the Liberty game soon.
Okay, thanks for that.
Go Liberty.
Go Liberty.
Yeah, go Liberty.
Liberty.
I don't
go
know what
Liberty.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's some kind of sports team thing.
No one. It doesn't matter.
They have sometimes.
Care. I don't care what was in her desk. Sport. And I don't care how the Liberties are doing this
the
season.
The sports players?
I just don't care.
Sometimes
I just don't care.
They have sex lovers.
Oh, go on.
The sports players.
Now I'm intrigued.
Because they're so popular for their sports playing activity that they sometimes develop sex lovers.
A lot of athletes do have sex lovers. 201-209-9368. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your story about the second longest line.
Yeah, the second longest line. I forgot that was even the topic of the show. But also we have four people who claim that they were the sole listener last week.
Oh, okay. Let's take another call.
I'm torn. I'm actually.
Do you think? Well,
I'm
look,
really
three of,
torn.
Three of these people are lying. It's Susan, Nadell, Matt, or Anna.
Hi. Turn down your radio, please. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Andy, you made a remark. The last time you checked, this is still America.
Yeah.
In what? Like capacity resembles America.
How is it still like America?
I can't remember the context I used it in.
Huh.
Tell me, what was I talking about?
It was part of a joke.
I don't recall. But thanks for.
I know. Okay.
But thanks for challenging me. Thanks for bringing this conversation to a dead halt. It's like a superpower you have. I bet people invite you to parties just to see if you can stop every conversation in its tracks. Thanks very much.
I'm an idiot.
No, it's idiot okay. Party. You're not an idiot.
Are you going to tell us? You're not going to tell us that you were listening last week and you heard me and Andy, right?
And there was no Allman Brothers.
Right. Yeah. So now after we had this very awkward exchange.
What is your name, sir?
Yeah, we'll add you to the list of the wannabes.
Van.
Okay.
Van, okay.
But add me on because...
Van the liar.
Van. That punk line.
Where are you from? Are you from Liar Town? What town?
I'm from Liar Town, New Jersey, yeah. Calling from Carlstadt, New Jersey.
Carlstadt, all right.
So yeah.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see if...
And I'm just waiting for that punchline.
Okay, Van, thanks very much for calling.
Okay, thanks, Van.
Well, Van has very little credibility to me.
Well, yeah.
Because he's from Liartown.
Yeah, he lives in Liartown. I think he's the mayor of Liartown.
You know, the political campaigns in Liartown are really something to see. those political debates in Liartown, I actually find them very entertaining.
Well, they're some of the only debates where you really know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. In a way, You could argue they're the most honest debates in
exactly,
America.
Exactly.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Am I right?
Wow.
You got to go to Liar Town to find an honest politician.
What's it called? Applause? Or what's the word?
Clapter.
Clapter. Is that what it's clap? Yeah. Oh, clafter.
Well, no, it's a combination of clapping and laughter.
Oh, so it is clapter.
Yeah. My friend Jim Downey claimed
coined that?
No, but he claims that Seth Meyers... coined it.
It's a great term.
It is a great term. Although Seth Meyer is guilty of it every night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But which tells you something. He must just hate himself when he does those monologues because he knows exactly what he's doing.
You know,
Hi, we're 201-209-9368. We've heard from four people who make credible claims.
Five. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're not counting the mayor of Liartown.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
If, in fact, he really is the mayor of Liartown.
Hi, who's this?
Hi.
This is Eileen. How are you?
Hi, Eileen. Thanks for calling.
Eileen, where are you from?
I'm from originally New York, but I'm in Tennessee now.
All right.
Okay, and did you enjoy the Allman Brothers last week?
No, I enjoyed both your...
Both are what exactly?
your secrets. Your
what?
Andy, I think you were what? You were Boston College, and you were stalking a very attractive lady.
She's right. She's right. The girl I was stalking was very attractive.
And she nailed it, man.
Only someone who heard me last week would know that little detail.
Yeah, I heard you.
You were doing out-and-out stalking.
Eileen, are you saying that you are the one listener we had that was chosen at random that heard our show last week?
I thought you had four others that did also.
Well, no. We could only, yeah, they're obviously lying.
We actually have five other people who've claimed exactly.
But they're lying, I think.
Exactly what you're claiming.
They didn't know the girl I was following obsessively was very attractive. Only you knew that.
I knew that, and I knew Jimmy was the neighbor that came running over to your house.
That's right.
It was Jimmy.
Eileen, so you it sounds like you. It was you. Eileen, we're talking to you. I'm so excited.
I text you, Ken.
She tried. Well, Eileen, let me ask you this. The moment you realized that you had been selected, that we were talking just to you and you alone, that you won the radio lottery, how did that feel? What did you do? Where were you?
I was in my kitchen in disbelief. I thought there was a malfunction with the show going
on. Because you never win anything, am I right?
Correct.
What side of the kitchen?
Yeah, exactly where?
I don't remember. It's just...
I believe her.
You know, I felt...
You can't remember, you know, what side of the kitchen you're in.
No, she's the only person who remembered Jimmy's name and the fact that your victim was quite attractive.
Well, I wouldn't call her a victim.
I would.
But she was a hottie. You got that part right.
You were stalking her.
Yeah, she was what we call... She was what we used to call a dime.
Ken, you were only nine. I don't remember how old your sister was.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, wow.
Hey, what a coincidence. I can't believe the odds, because the girl I was following, at least in my mind, was also a 9.
A 9 out of 10, though, not a 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah, not a 9-year-old.
A 9 out of 10.
Yeah, she was 2 or 3 years older than 9.
Okay. You were on the campus of Boston University.
Yeah, I was following a student's younger cousin.
What, a few days or something, and you left?
I didn't stay long.
Andy snuck onto campus.
I woke up after 2 weeks at the university, and you know what I said to myself?
What did you say?
I said, who teaches birds how to fly? Am I right, Ken?
I have heard
birds
you say
don't go
that.
To school. You never heard that.
Okay. The same guy who told me about the cross-eyed rabbi told me about the birds.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Eileen... I'd be happy to, you know, we needed to hear from you last week, unfortunately, for the other prizes, but I can certainly send you a WFMU t-shirt and a bumper sticker, which you could probably use a Sharpie and change the WFMU to a local station in Tennessee.
Or if our little Puppet Slam goes on tour and Tennessee is one of our stops, we can offer you a free ticket.
Awesome.
If it stops in Memphis.
I tried getting through to you guys last week.
I believe you. You know what? Did you tell your friends and family that you had won this?
No.
No. Yeah, who would admit to that?
I wasn't sure if I could get through again. Like, I've been trying.
I mean, your friends and family would think you were, you know, crazy or having some kind of breakdown if you started trying
crazier.
Explain what that was all about.
I think your friends and family are already concerned about you, Eileen. No reason to add to that pile. All right, we're at 201-209-9368.
All right, thanks,
Eileen. We now have five credible suspects. This is a classic whodunit.
We have Susan in Augusta, Nadal in Philadelphia.
We have Matt.
Matt from Cranford.
We have Anna.
Anna from the left side of her living room.
Anna is willing to take a poly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we have Eileen in Tennessee.
And Van from Liartown, but we're not counting him. Really.
No, I married a girl from Tennessee.
That's right.
And I know she would not lie.
Memphis. Right.
That's right. My bride is from Memphis.
Hey, seriously, we are doing the Puppet Slam a week from Saturday night, Saturday, October 28th at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street. Andy and I are co-hosting.
But tickets can't still be available.
There are still tickets available.
For the puppet show?
Yes.
What?
You'd be amazed.
I am amazed.
You know why?
Why? Oh, I think I know why. Because you revealed too much about the damn show.
Yes.
That's why tickets are still available.
Well, I mean...
You won't shut up about the puppets.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
You and I are associated with it. That's another factor.
Puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honey, I'm afraid we're not going to go to your sister's wedding. It conflicts with the WFMU puppet show.
Holy Christ, would you rather go to a wedding than a puppet show?
Dear God, Ken.
Oh, my God, I would rather go to a puppet show a million times over a wedding.
People know what puppets are, Ken. You're not fooling anyone. Hey, we should also mention...
You were a puppet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. During our days at the UCB.
Yeah.
Was that Grant made a puppet head for me?
Grant had a friend of his who worked for the Henson Company an incredible, I did a whole show with Puppet Andy.
I have a Henson quality, a Muppet quality.
You should
head
bring it.
I will.
And you should bring your ventriloquist dummy too. And
you want me to bring the puppet head so you can play soccer with it in the backyard?
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't do
that.
Yeah,
that's your little fantasy.
But you should bring your ventriloquist dummy too.
I'd be glad to do it.
What's his name? Simon? What was his
name? I'll call him Simon now. Whatever you want, Ken. Whatever makes you
happy.
He
used to have a name.
Whatever makes you happy, Ken. I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah. We also have a marathon, a secret fundraiser.
Oh, right. The imaginary fundraiser is underway.
That's right. If you want to pledge money to the show, I can't imagine why you would. But we're offering as a little perk, as a little tchotchke. What are we offering? Well, we're going to record a private show just for people that pledge.
Yeah, along the lines of last week. Only last week, only one person heard it.
Yeah,
this time, several dozen people will hear it.
Was it Eileen? Was it Anna? Was it Matt? Was it Nadell? Was it Susan?
And if you want to request a curse word or any kind of phrase, and people have been doing that, there's a lot of things that we can't even say what's been requested because we're not allowed to say those words over the air.
That's right. We will work anything, any word or phrase you want into the conversation in our little private show. Hey, so call or go online and pledge money.
Yeah, go to WFMU.org to make a donation.
I can't say it without
laughing.
It goes
to WFMU.
Yeah,
it goes
which is
to
a keeping... very worth with a very worthy. Can't say. How do you say it without
sometimes
laughing?
Sometimes you seem like a stroke victim.
Yeah, no, it's hard for me to say.
A stroke survivor.
No, it's a very worthy cause.
There you
and your
go.
Money,
there
your
you
money
go.
Will be put to good use. You're keeping WFMU. I can't say it.
No, you've been doing great.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should hire a cop.
Take your time.
Hire a cop. Get a polygraph machine in here. And bring Susan, Nadell, Matt, Anna, and Eileen in. And give them all.
But
put
they're,
them all
for, they're from all over the place.
Well, they'd have to pay for their own.
Yeah, Nadal's in Philadelphia.
They'd have to put themselves up and pay for the plane.
Eileen's in Tennessee.
But don't you know, Ken, that their good name is worth a little money? We're calling four of the five of them liars.
Who do you think is the real one?
Who do you think is the real one?
I guess I think Eileen in Tennessee is, but...
Tell me why.
Well, here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that I only think that because she was the last person we spoke to.
I also
thought Anna from Chatham was it when she was the last one, and Matt from Cranford when he was the last one.
Who is the one who knew my stalking victim was very attractive?
Eileen in Tennessee.
No, that might be it.
And she also knew the name of the guy from across the street, Jimmy.
What we call in the mystery writing field, guilty knowledge.
Oh yeah, guilty knowledge.
Yeah, that's a little term mystery writers use.
Hey, what is it called? What is that literary device called when somebody goes into like a dream state?
Yeah.
And then, you know, without an announcement that you've entered the dream state, and then it suddenly snapped back into reality, like it was all a dream. What's that called?
I don't know. So we're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
We're talking about your second shortest. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Van again, and I absolutely did hear the show last week.
There's no way, Van.
Man.
Can you tell us one thing?
Van, you live in Liar Town.
Can you tell us one detail from what you heard last week?
Everybody already said it. What I remember was Ken talking about his mom and talking about a fight that he was having outside yelling. Or in the garage.
Yeah, it's not quite.
Yeah, Van,
right.
You're a liar.
Close.
No. I absolutely really did.
I have a question.
I have a question. I didn't at first, but I do now, and I do like you guys.
I have a question for you, Van. How do you live with yourself?
I don't.
How do you have? Do you have mirrors in your house? I mean, how can you stand looking at yourself, knowing how you lie like that?
I just wanted to relay the message that I absolutely heard the show.
Hey, okay. Van, sir, I love the way you lie, and I love
you. Thank you.
Okay.
Don't know what else to say, but that's it.
Bye.
Crookeder than a corkscrew, than a dog's hind legs. Yeah, Van from Lyreville.
My money's on Eileen still. I know she was the last one, but
I like Matt.
I like Matt, too.
Well,
and I like Susan and Augusta.
Four of them are lying. We may never know.
No, more than four. One.
Doesn't matter. Two, don't count. Don't count. We may go to our grave not knowing.
Can I count now?
Yeah, go ahead. You can count now.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to hit pause for a second. Ken's going to count to six for us. Go ahead, Ken.
Five are lying. Five out of six are lying.
Here's what I learned tonight.
What?
You can like the Allman Brothers as a kid. You can really dig their sound.
Yeah, go on.
Years go by, you get older, mature.
And then what happens?
A lot of your old favorites, they don't seem to have it anymore.
All right, that happens to me all
the time. They
don't
appeal to you anymore. Yeah. You've matured, you change, everyone evolves.
Yep.
But then you hear the Allman Brothers, and you know what you say to yourself?
What do you say?
They still got it, brother.
They do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah. You know, when I drive in, it takes an hour every week. I say, man, I hope this isn't a wasted trip.
Yeah. Well, you know what you should do during that hour?
Yeah, what?
Listen to Mountain Jam.
Yeah, I will.
A couple of times.
It never gets old.
Yeah.
I used to love the Allman Brothers as a kid. You think I'll still love them?
I think you will, based on what you just said. Hey, don't forget the 7-second delay puppet slam. Also at Monty Hall this weekend, karaoke Friday night, Sea Monkeys and Gaylord Fields performing Saturday night. And thanks to everybody who's helped out with our Hellraiser. And thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned now for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibach.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Yep.